Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely when you think about the fact that we already have had our first African-American president, I think this is really an era of progression in American politics, and we could set the stage for really set an example for the rest of the world. If we have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president, that would just be amazing.
I think it would be really interesting to have yet another legacy of, like, continuing the Clintons. Like, we've had multiple Bushes, like, having another Clinton, like, having just that continued legacy seems kind of weird. But, I mean, Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
For this two-hour pleasure cruise, where unfortunately we still have 937 days, 4 hours, 56 minutes, and 19 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. And it just won't stop. And then we got to get to work. We've got a lot of screwing up to do. There's been a lot of things screwed up. Well, we've got a lot of screwing up to do. Or a lot of fixing of the screwing up that we did. Now I'm screwing up. So I got to fix that now. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of that cost. Now, remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. And I will not comply. So you want to be a part of the program today, don't be shy. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. You know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet Earth. It's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, again, today is no exception. There still is a growing number of people out there that are desperate to take away your freedom. Why? I don't know. But there are. So to combat that, we must lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Those are makeshift colors. All right, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, we got a twofer here. First, I got an announcement. Mary Cowell from CSA will join us next week on Common Core. She was actually on my very first show here on Blog Talk Radio almost a year ago. And she's going to be back. She does a lot of work with Common Core. She travels all over the country. She does a lot of speeches, does a lot of papers, does a lot of stuff with the Common Core, explaining to the American people, because they're obviously too frickin' stupid to reject it on their own. People have to be told everything. Nobody can do it. Nobody can do their own research anymore. Everybody has to be spoon-fed the information. Well, that's what she's going to do here. She's going to lay it all out, all the dangers of Common Core. And if you don't know the dangers of Common Core, well, tune in next week. Exactly what day it is, I don't know. But I did have a conversation with her today, and we will do it any other day than Tuesday. So probably we're looking at Wednesday or Thursday. So there's that. Now, we talked, was it yesterday or the day before, about the Florida vet. You remember him? He put a flag in his flower pot, and now they're trying to foreclose on him because he's not going to pay the $8,000 fine. Which I don't understand, first of all, why these housing authorities, first of all, why anybody would go into sign an agreement with a housing authority. That I don't understand. And you have to abide by their little rules. No. It's my property. I'm paying for it. This is my property. I'll do whatever the hell I want to with it. Why people sign into that stuff, I don't know. But if you do sign into it, an American flag is not something that, to me, I can't see how that is something that would be, because somebody's hanging an American flag in their flower pot. It's not a very big one. It's just a little one in his flower pot on his front stoop. Evidently, it must be an eyesore. How the American flag could be an eyesore, I don't know. But they want to foreclose on him because he put up an American flag. I guess they don't want to upset the illegal aliens and the Muslims and everybody else. The Democrats, they hate that flag. Oh, they'll tell you they love it and they're patriotic. No, they're not. No, they're not. Because only a liberal would foreclose on somebody. A vet. This guy was in Vietnam, man. He's 73 years old. Larry Murphy. I thought it was Murphy, but I guess it's Murphy. It doesn't matter what his name is. It doesn't even matter if he's a vet. What matters is an American flag on your front stoop. That's what matters. Well, this man is about to get his house foreclosed on. He's already been to court a number of times. But a Florida veteran who was facing foreclosure for insisting on displaying his small American flag in his flower pot is telling the Homeowners Association to bring it on. I love it. I love this guy. Good for you. Good for you. You fight these bastards all the way. You fight them with everything you have. Flag is worth fighting for. And I don't blame him. It is. It's the American flag. How can the American flag be an offense to anyone or anything? It's not. It represents freedom. And if you don't like freedom, then you need to move out. If they want to foreclose, then bring it on, he says. I'm getting calls from all over the country to stand up, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Well, good for you. The Homeowners Association at Tides Condominium at Sweetwater, I don't know what the hell's going on down there in Florida, but wow, they got some, every day, there's something going on in that state all the time. Well, they began hitting him with fines of $100 a day for a flag. Imagine that. I mean, how do you think this guy feels? I mean, how would you feel? You put an American flag on your front stoop, in your flower pot. And you've got, they send people out there trying to have you take it down, and if they don't, they fine you. You don't pay the fine, they're going to foreclose on you. Just think how you would feel. How would you feel? Can we get the president to step in and say, hey, wait a minute. That's the American flag. You can't discriminate against a veteran who wants to fly an American flag. You can't do that. We get the president to do that? No. 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 He's too busy working on his fundraising speech. He doesn't have time for that. He's too busy allowing all the immigrants to come into the country. That's what he wants to do. And we got a lot of stuff on that. We got a lot of stuff on that today. But instead of paying the fines, Mr. Murphy let them pile up, and he kept his flag on display. Good for him. So now he owes more than $8,000, and neither side will budge. Well, first of all, this shouldn't even be an issue. This should not even be an issue. We shouldn't even be talking about this. It's an American flag. I don't care what your stupid homeowners association says. This is an American flag. An American flag. How many countries out there are going to fine you and foreclose on you if you wave the country's flag? You think Russia would do that? Huh? Any other country? You think North Korea would fine you and foreclose on your home? If you flew a North Korean flag on your front stoop, you think they'd do that? No. We're the only country that would do that. The only country. And for why? I don't know. I can't figure it out. Only a liberal can figure this crap out. And even then, they don't even figure it out. Everything about liberalism is all arbitrary, baseless. It's just meant to disrupt and distract. That's liberalism all the way. And that's exactly what this is right here. If this isn't liberalism, I don't know what the hell is. It is. Anything to upset Americana. Look, if you libs don't like this country, you hate this country, you hate America, you hate Americana, you hate being American. There's several hundred countries out there that you can move to. You don't need to pollute this country. We've got enough pollution in this country. Get out. He says it's a small flag, but it stands for a big thank you, and it shows the love and respect I have for my country. He says, I just kind of dug into my heels. Well, good. Keep them heels dug in. Well, on Wednesday, Mr. Murphy told Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends that his fight for the flag is with the board that runs the association. This particular board. There's always a board of directors. Well, first of all, none of them can direct anything. And they're on a board. These are liberals sitting on a council. Well, how can we upset the country today? How can we discriminate against conservatives and Americans today? How can we do that? These freedom lovers, these Tea Partiers, anybody who loves freedom, they're haters. So we've got to get rid of them. They don't love like we do. That's right, we don't. We have real love. You have phony love. Just going out there and saying you love this and love that and unicorns and rainbows, that's not love. Those are words. Anybody can say anything they want to. That's easy. Back it up. That's something different, and you libs cannot back it up. You can run your fat mouths off. You're good at that. But when it comes time to actually backing up what you say, you can't do it. You fall flat on your face. Well, I hope this guy fights it all the way to the very bitter end. I hope he wins. He says, I would think if anybody on that board told me they served in the military, I'd have to ask them which side. I would too. None of them served in the military. They hate the military. What, are you kidding me? Well, this man served 6 years as an Air Force air traffic controller during Vietnam. And that's not an easy job to do. When I was in the Navy, I had a lot of friends that were air traffic controllers, and I had to go down down there with them, and I had to work with them. It's a very tense job. There's a lot of stuff going on, and those guys are good. They're good at what they do. I'd have to go down to combat, which is just right below the bridge. I've had to be down there several times. And I use radar myself. But what they do, it's not an easy job. And you got to be on the ball. You screw up. The tiniest little screw up that you make as an air traffic controller can kill a lot of people. It's a very serious job. Not everybody can do it. Well, the fight, it looks like, started in 2011. Landed in court a year later. Then they reached a settlement in which Murphy agreed to display his flag in compliance with the association rules, whatever the hell that is. But 2 weeks later, the board changed the rules, saying flags could only be displayed on a pole outside the garage and that flower pots were only for flowers. Really? Really? You have to hang it on your garage. You can't put it in your flower pot. Why would that be? What the hell's the difference? Why would that matter to you that this man who's bought this property, even though he's in your stupid little association? But how is that flag, first of all, how is that flag a threat? That's number one. To anybody in the neighborhood. It's not. It's not an eyesore. I'm sorry, but the American flag is not an eyesore. You liberals are eyesores. Well, they took the board to court again, and this time to federal court, where he claimed that he had the right to fly his flag. Now, this is what I don't understand. Under the 2005 Freedom to Display the American Flag Act. Now, what the hell? When I remember that, and I just thought to myself, I thought, what the hell? Why do you need a goddamn act of Congress to fly the American flag? Just makes absolutely no sense to me at all. That's the American flag. You do not need an act of Congress to fly the American flag. I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. Why would they do that? Now they're trying to sue the president to get him to follow the Constitution. Well, look. The Constitution clearly says if the people aren't following the Constitution, they must be impeached. Mr. Boehner, could you do your frickin' job? Stop screwing around with all these goddamn stupid hearings. No more hearings. No more speeches, tweets, none of that. Do your goddamn job. This man has violated this Constitution from the very first sentence on down to the very last period. He has written his own laws without going to Congress. He committed treason by deserting his post the very moment that he found out our embassy was under attack, on fire, and our ambassador had gone missing. He goes upstairs to eat. And after he's done stuffing his fat face, does he go back down to the Situation Room to take care of it? No. He gets on the horn and has a two-hour conversation with Netanyahu, trying to kiss and make up because he dissed him a few days earlier. You deserted your post, Mr. Obama, during an act of war, during a battle. Now, we used to shoot people for doing that, deserting their post during an act of battle, during war. But I'm not asking for you to get shot. I'm only asking for you to be impeached. You should go to jail. But I'm not even asking for that, and I should. And I feel bad that I'm not asking for that. But at this point, I just need to have you impeached. There's no excuse why this man should be getting paid by the American taxpayer for the rest of his life and security. No, no, you don't deserve it. What happened to the security in Benghazi, huh? What happened to our ambassador, Chris Stevens? What happened to his security? How about Tyrone Woods, Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty? What happened to their security? Oh, that's right, you got rid of it. What happened to the security of all the other, I don't know how many, tens of men that were killed or very seriously injured? And it wasn't just four that died in Benghazi. It's only four that they're telling us. There was a lot of people that really shouldn't have been there, and the State Department's keeping it secret. I know, they're CIA, they're this and that. Okay, fine. I guess I don't really have too much of a problem with it. But people died. And our president deserted his post during an act of war, during a battle. And then after he's done with the conversation, does he go down to the Situation Room then? It's been, what, at least 2.5 hours. Does he then finally go down to the Situation Room? No. He sends Valerie Goebbels down there. Does she send any planes in the air? Does she put any recon teams on the ground? Delta Force, SEAL Team 6, does she send anybody? No. She gets on the horn with YouTube to begin the spin. And where's the president? Well, the best that we can tell, Hillary Clinton went home. We know that. She admitted that. She went home. Obama's up in the Oval Office, I guess. He's practicing his fundraising speech, but he's getting updates. What kind of updates did he get, and from whom? Yeah, Mr. President, we got a hold of YouTube. Yeah, we just missed them, too. They were getting ready to go home, but we got them, and they're going to shut that video down. Was that your update? Why did you not send people? Why were you not in the Situation Room? That doesn't even make any sense to me. I'm sorry, Mr. Obama, but you deserted your post. That's desertion. You are no less of a deserter than that private bird doll. And he's not a sergeant. He's a private. I don't care if the Army promoted him. He's a private. He doesn't deserve to be promoted to sergeant for deserting his company? Deserting his men, his troops, his battalion, I don't know what it was, his company, his battalion, his whatever it was. He deserted his post. And then he got a lot of men killed looking for this bastard. And they promote him? The Army knew he was a deserter. There was no excuse why they promoted him. How did that come about? Was that you that promoted him, Mr. Obama? Was that you? Huh? Did you have something to do with that? We all know you love the Taliban. You're releasing them as fast as you can. Those are your buddies. You already went backdoor channels and made sure they got a whole bunch of weapons, along with Boko Haram got some of those weapons from Benghazi as well. A lot of weapons from Gaddafi went into the hands of a lot of terrorists. And our president helped facilitate that. Again, another act of treason. I mean, there are so many violations, so many, any one of these scandals you can impeach this president on. But Benghazi has gotten me the most. When this man deserted his post, the very moment he found out that our embassy was under attack, that's American soil. Your job is to uphold and defend not only this Constitution, but the American people, and you failed, and failed miserably. You make me sick. You really do. I've never been this disgusted with a president. There's been a lot of presidents in my time that I didn't like, but this one is absolutely disgusting. You are disgusting, Mr. Obama. Absolutely filthy. Well, Mr. Murphy says, I'm not going to back down, and nor should you. The board said in a statement Thursday that it has not prohibited any owner from properly displaying an American flag. Properly. What is proper? What does that mean, properly hanging or displaying an American flag? What does that mean, proper? Oh, that's right. It has to be on the garage or on a pole. It can't be anywhere else. Otherwise, it's not proper. No. The only way you can improperly display an American flag is if you throw it on the ground. You burn it. It's okay to burn the American flag, but you can't display it on your flower pot, on your front stoop. Now, what the hell is wrong with that? And now we need a goddamn act of Congress to allow people to fly their flag? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. I mean, what the hell? Freedom to Display the American Flag Act You need to get an act of Congress to wave the American flag. But you can burn it. That's patriotic. Burning the American flag. That's patriotic. Oh. All right. We've got more to cover here. Well, good for you, Mr. Murphy. Don't give up. Regardless, do not, and I repeat, do not give up. You have American support. You have the American people's support. So go ahead and keep fighting these bastards. This is what we got to do. We got to fight these people everywhere. I know it sucks. I know it sucks. I don't want to have to go to work. I don't want to have to fight these people. Look, we've got a Constitution. We fought a whole bunch of wars to keep it. We got freedom. Why do we got to keep fighting for it? Because there's people out there that want to take it away. Look, freedom is not something that you have and then you get to keep. You have to continue fighting for it. Forever. Your entire life. And if you don't fight for it, you're going to lose it. And lose it quick, and that's what happened. All of us, Americans, we went to sleep. Look, we had Ronald Reagan. He took us from 20% interest rates, double-digit inflation, the economy in the soup. Did he bitch about his predecessor, Jimmy Carter? Did he ever bitch about Jimmy Carter screwing up the economy? Oh, I inherited this mess, and it's so hard, and I can't do it. Oh, Jimmy Carter, Jimmy Carter, Jimmy Carter, Jimmy. Did he say that? Absolutely not. Ronald Reagan was a man. He rolled up his sleeves and he just went to work and finished the job. He did his job. He didn't bitch about his predecessor. You hear that, Mr. Obama? Quit your bitching. Quit your sniveling. Take your little mom jeans off and put your man panties back on. Well, this is Obama's idea of being a man, showing how things get done. He's a leader. You're not a leader. You're a loser. Well, he's not bluffing now. See, he doesn't like the fact that he has to go through Congress. That pisses him off. Well, there are reasons why legislation is very difficult to get passed. Every time you pass a piece of legislation, it does have devastating effects all the way down. There are reasons why you don't just start passing legislation willy-nilly. You don't do that. Congress, it's not supposed to be easy to pass legislation. Maybe if some of these liberals paid attention in school when they studied government, maybe they might know this. But teachers don't teach it because they don't know it, because they've never been taught it. And they don't like the Constitution that gives freedom. They want the government to have the freedom. Now, how can you be so feeble-minded that you need daddy government to take care of you? Okay, this is what you say today. This is what you do today. This is what you did. This is what you... Blah, 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 blah. I can't do that. I got to make my own decisions. Look, right, wrong, good, bad, or indifferent. These are my decisions to make. Do I want to eat a cheeseburger? Do I want to eat French fries? Do I want to eat tofu? That's my decision to make, not the government. And if I want to drink a 600 goddamn ounce of soda, which I don't drink soda very much. It doesn't like me. I like it, but it don't like me. But I don't drink it very often. But if I wanted to, that's my decision to make. Not you, Mr. Bloomberg. Well, that guy was a creep. I'm so glad he got out of there. But the problem is we got somebody who's worse. This de Blasio, this guy is just an out-and-out creep. This guy's out there trying to take away all the horses so him and his little buddies can make millions of dollars off of that land. They don't want the citizens to prosper. Only the government can prosper. You don't know that? Well, the Obama administration is not bluffing in its intent to take the executive action on immigration policy if the House Republicans don't act soon. It's not your job, Mr. Obama. Congress needs to do this. You know what a leader does? A leader doesn't demand that they do it. A leader goes in there. He puts both sides on the table. And he sits in the middle like an arbitrator. And he hashes it out. He works it out. He doesn't throw a fit if he doesn't get his way and pull out his little magic pen and start passing legislation on his own. He works with Congress. You want Congress to pass your policy? Okay, give them a reason to. Sell your policy to them. And if it's worthy, the American people want it, they like it, they'll pass it. But just because they don't just automatically do everything that you say and pass all the legislation that you want, not what that the American people want, not what the American people need, but what he wants, what he needs. Well, you work for us, Mr. Obama. You don't work for you. You work for us. Hopefully not for too long. You need to be impeached. But before we can impeach a president, we got to impeach Boehner. God only knows if that'll get done. President Obama has delayed any potential changes to his deportation policy to allow House GOP leaders time to bring legislation to the floor this summer. But if Republicans don't act in July, the Democrats say unilaterally, changes will be made by Mr. Obama, and they are inevitable. Meaning he's going to do it. If the Congress doesn't do what he wants them to do, well, then he's just going to whip out his little magic pen and he's going to do it. Well, it's not up to you to do it. It's Congress's job. Not yours, Mr. President. I thought you were a constitutional scholar. Wasn't he supposed to be a scholar, constitutional scholar? You should know this, Mr. President. But you don't. Or you do, you just don't like it. Well, that's right. This Constitution was written for people specifically like you. This Constitution, Mr. Obama, was written because of people like you. That's why it was written. And he knows it. And he doesn't like it. So he's trying to change it. But he's losing votes. He's losing voters. So he's got to bring more in. Well, how does he do it? Well, he just opens up the borders. Come on in. Gives them all this free stuff. You know they're going to vote Democrat. Well, if these people are going to come over here, if we do have an amnesty, they have to wait at least 10 years before they're allowed to vote. At least. At least 10 years before they're allowed to vote. They shouldn't be allowed to vote. Well, it doesn't matter anyway, because they've got Democrats. They vote 15 times. They got people voting for dead people. They got people voting all the time. People get paid. They pay people to go on these buses, and they go from one polling booth to the next. Okay, this is your name here. You just tell them your name here. Okay, you get to the next polling booth. Here you are. This is your name. And they all load up on the bus, and they go to another polling station. Here's your new name. Well, look, voting, I'm sorry, but voter fraud, we don't take that serious enough in this country, and we should. That's one of the most precious of our freedoms is that vote. That's where our power is. That's where the American people's power is, with that vote. That vote is very precious. It is part of freedom. But we don't have it anymore. They disrespect it. Republicans shouldn't be allowed to vote. Only Democrats should be allowed to vote. Because they believe in love and peace. Unicorns and rainbows. Oh, great. There goes my dinner. We're at the end of the line, Mr. Robert Mendez from New Jersey. This guy's a piece of garbage. This guy's out there screwing around with hookers. Does he lose his job? No. He didn't even get reprimanded by Congress. And you got a Republican. He taps his foot in a stupid bathroom stall, and he gets arrested. Did he commit any crime, commit any act? No. But if you're out there with hookers, no problem. Drugs, hookers, no problem. As long as you're a Democrat. But if you're a Republican, we're not bluffing, Mr. Menendez says. We're not bluffing by setting a legislative deadline for them to act. Well, how about you start acting once in a while? Start acting like a professional. Start acting like an American. How about that, Mr. Menendez, you creep? Yeah, go play with your hookers, you little creep. You're a scumbag. Their first job is to govern. And in the absence of governing, then you see executive actions. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Menendez, Mr. Hooker Lover. Executive actions are not governing. That's not governing. Governing is sitting down with both sides and working the problem out. That's governing. That's leading. Just signing executive actions is not presidential. That's not a leader. That's a tyrant. That's a king. That's what kings do. We don't have kings. We're a free nation. We have laws. We have a constitution. And you liberals need to start following it. Maybe if you read it, maybe they can't read. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe liberals can't read. I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. And then you got this stupid Chuck Schumer. Oh, my God, would this guy go away? God almighty. I hate having this guy as my senator. And that other dingbat, what the hell, Gillibrand. Oh, she's another idiot. Her and our stupid governor were very, very instrumental in working in the HUD. Yeah, that housing crisis, that wasn't caused by George Bush. That was caused by liberals, the Democrats. That's right. Which is, again, all part of Agenda 21. Which Common Core is, too. We're going to find out some more about that next week. So make sure you tune in. Well, this knothead, Charles Schumer, said Boehner and Republican critics of Obama's executive actions have a very good antidote for their fears. Put a bill to the floor! Well, why don't you put a bill to the floor? He's like shooting his parents and then throwing himself on the mercy of the court as an orphan. Now, why would you say something like that, Mr. Schumer? I mean, do you realize how disgusting that is? Say something like that? Shooting your parents and then put yourself on the mercy of the court as an orphan? Why would you make a comment like that? Where is your head, Mr. Schumer? What were you thinking? Where is your head? Why would you say something like that? Pass a bill and that won't happen. Well, look at all the bills that the Senate has, that the House has passed. How come you don't pass those bills that they've sent over to you, Mr. Schumer? Oh, that's right. You didn't like them. They had freedom in it. And you didn't like it. Okay. Now I get it. So as long as it's basically what it is, if a Democrat likes it, then it needs to be passed right away. But you see, if a Democrat doesn't like it, well, then it just got to sit, you know, right next to Eric Holder's contempt charge. Just sit there and collect dust. If they don't bring any bill to the floor, the president has no choice on humanitarian basis, on a policy basis, to act where he can on his own. No, that is not. He does have a choice. He's only got one choice, and that is to follow the Constitution. And he has yet to do it. And neither have you, Mr. Schumer. Boehner on Tuesday said the current influx of immigrant children across the southern border will only make it tougher to pass legislation this year. The speaker blamed Obama for the crisis. Well, you got to put the rest of the Democrats in there, too. They're all connected together. But, yeah, Obama, he's supposedly he's the president. We don't know what he does. We know he's got a pen and he likes to make his own laws. But anything else other than that, no. We don't know what he does. He goes on speeches. You know, he has these fundraisers and he goes to dinner. He golfs. He likes golfing. He likes to eat. This guy's always eating. Every time you turn around, the son of a bitch is stuffing something down his throat. Stop eating, Mr. Obama, and go to work, will you please? The president's making this harder and harder every day for us. Try to deal with this in a responsible way, Mr. Boehner said. Well, Mr. Boehner, if you were doing your job, we wouldn't have this problem. This president would already be impeached. But you're not doing your job. Now you want to fart around with a stupid lawsuit that's going to go straight to the DOJ, which is going to go straight in a pile right next to his contempt charge? What is that going to do? They got to sue the president to get him to follow the Constitution. Well, Mr. Boehner, maybe you should read the Constitution. See, because if the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, any elected official, any government official that doesn't follow the Constitution must be impeached. Not can or may, but must be impeached. Must. Meaning, Mr. Boehner, you're going to have to do something. Okay? Get out of the tanning booth. Put out your cigarettes, wipe away your tears, and you need to get to work, too. I don't have any patience for any of these people. I don't care who you are, Republican, Democrat, I don't give a damn. I don't have any more patience. I'm done. I simply want my government to simply follow the Constitution. I want the law enforcement to follow the Constitution. I want the citizens to follow the Constitution. That is not something that you should have patience for. I'm sorry, but that is absolutely ridiculous. There is no patience. There is no tolerance for that. We follow the Constitution. That's it. Period. Mr. Boehner goes on. We've got a humanitarian disaster on the border. Well, it's much more than a humanitarian disaster. It's a big friggin' crime. And what they're doing to those immigrants coming over here, they're lying to them. They're making them truck all up and down that Mexico. It's a very dangerous track. You know, when they get here, they're throwing them in a room with all these people that got all these diseases. And then when they process their paperwork, they just let them out on the street to pollute the rest of the population. That is not upholding and defending our Constitution. The preamble. This is the very first sentence of the Constitution. How the hell are you providing the common welfare? How are you providing the common defense? How are you promoting the general welfare? How are you doing this? You're not. This is much deeper than a goddamn humanitarian disaster. This is a crime. There's going to be a lot of people dead. They're allowing gang members to come in here. We've got enough gang members in this country. We don't need any more. The biggest gang that we have is our government. They're the biggest bullies. They're mafia. And if you don't pay them what they want you to pay, well, you know, they arrest you or they do this or do that. They call their cops up, and the BLM and the EPA, get the FBI and the Border Patrol, and they just come crashing through your house, trashing it, looking for guns. Well, that's not the role of our law enforcement. I'm sorry, guys, but no. And you need a warrant. Why don't you put this much, if you put just at least a tenth of that kind of energy of breaking into people's homes at 5 o'clock in the morning, trashing the place, making people strip down naked, handcuffing them, breaking their furniture, breaking glass, and looking for what? Whatever you want, and then you leave? Why don't you do that to some of these illegal aliens coming over here? Why don't you put that kind of energy into them? Why don't you do that? We can't do that to their country. Now, look, I understand that a lot of these people, okay, where they live, it sucks, and they're looking for a better life. I can't fault them for that. I welcome these people over. That's the beauty of America. We all come from somewhere else, including the Indians. That's the beauty of this country. We all come from somewhere else. You can be anybody and be an American. But you got to do it the right way. We don't live in a world where we can get away with this. But again, this is all part of Agenda 21. They don't want any boundaries. They don't want any borders. They want one central world government. And they have the total control. Well, I'm here to tell you that really isn't going to work. That Agenda 21 is going to fall. It's going to collapse. It ain't going to work. And the only thing it's going to, if it does do anything, it's going to create a world war. It's going to be everybody fighting everybody. And maybe that's what they want, because they see there's too many people on Earth. They've got to find a way to get the people off planet Earth. There's too many people on Earth. Well, every single one of you liberals that are so gung-ho with this Agenda 21, and there's too many people on Earth, well, you need to lead by example. Off yourself first. Lead by example. Show us all how it's done. Put a gun to your head and pull the friggin' trigger. Now, we'll get rid of the population. But see, they don't want to do that. They don't want to die. They want you to die. Not them, but you. And who is you? Anybody but them. And now we got this idiot. I mean, absolutely, this is the dumbest human being on Earth. This Nancy Pelosi. She wants to go down there now. She's going to be going down to the southern border. So she can be briefed by customs and border protection. Well, you need to get down there, Ms. Pelosi, because it's people like you who created this mess. You need to get down there and see what you helped create, Ms. Pelosi. And yeah, you did help create this, and you're promoting the president's policies here. The president should go down there as well and see the mess that he created. But what are you going down there for, Ms. Pelosi, just to take a look? What are you going to do, huh? Are you going to be able to wave your little wand and fix the problem? Huh? Why are you going down there? For a photo op? And talk to the children? What are you going to do? You can't even speak English. How the hell are you going to speak Spanish to them? You're an idiot. Why would she go down there? Now listen, listen to this quote here now. This is the stupidest woman, stupidest human being on Earth, one of them anyway. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them in Congress. But this one, this girl, she takes a cake. The humanitarian crisis unfolding across our nation's southern border demands Congress come together. They love that phrase, come together. See, come together to a liberal is just do everything that I tell you without question. That's coming together to a liberal. That's compromise to a liberal. The humanitarian crisis unfolding across our nation's southern border demands Congress come together and find a thoughtful, compassionate, and bipartisan solution. Stop with that. Frickin' bipartisan. I'm so sick of that stupid word. Why is that even part of our vocabulary? Why does she have to bring that up? This isn't about parties, you idiot. This is about a disaster that you and your Democratic cohorts have created. They're not bipartisan about anything. This isn't about party. This is about human lives, not only the immigrants, but the American people, which you have put both in danger. Don't give me this bipartisan crap. I don't want to hear that word anymore. Now, listen to this. We must ensure our laws are fully enforced. Really? Well, let me tell you something, Ms. Pelosi. If we were fully enforcing our laws, we wouldn't have this mess in the border. See, because we'd have our border well protected. We're not following our laws. They are not being fully enforced. So why would she make this comment? See, this is what liberals do. They go out there and they commit a whole bunch of stuff, and then they come back and they tell you that you're guilty of it. And since they pointed it out first, well, then you can't blame me. I pointed it out to you. I accused you first. You can't blame me. I accused you. That's all it takes in this country anymore, just an accusation. You don't need proof. Proof? Proof? Evidence? Who the hell? Get out of here with all this proof and evidence. All you need is an accusation. And as long as you're a Democrat and you make the accusation, then it's true. We must ensure our laws are fully enforced. So that due process? What the hell do you know about due process? Assuming and accusing somebody of something just so you don't get blamed for it makes them guilty, and you're going to sit here and lecture me on due process? You have no concept of due process, Ms. Pelosi. So that due process is provided to unaccompanied children, and the safety and well-being of unaccompanied children is protected. Well, you're not protecting them, lying to them, telling them to come to America, bring your diseases, bring your whole family. We need more voters for the Democratic Party. We must also work to address the root causes of the problem, quote unquote. We know what the root causes of the problem are, Ms. Pelosi. It's you. You are part of that root. Every one of you liberals that supports this crap, you are the root. We need to pull that root out of the ground. Believable. Well, now they've got a lady in Brooks County, Texas. Her name is Linda Vickers. She says that Nancy Pelosi should visit her ranch. She says, I've had a 7-year-old little girl from El Salvador with her mother come to my front door in dire need, lost, needing help. They wanted to get a ride to Houston, and they didn't want me to call border control. The ranch land is ruthless. It's deep sand, she says. It's hot. It's humid. It literally sucks the life out of a person. But see, it doesn't matter to them. As long as they get into the United States, they can turn them into Democratic voters. So they don't care about these people trucking through the desert. Dying of thirst, dying of hunger, dying of the heat, they don't care. Look, hey, according to Kat Sebelius, some people live, some people die. Long as the Democrats win the election, that's all that matters. Well, Ms. Vickers says, even though her ranch is about 60 miles north of the border, bands of illegal immigrants are still crossing onto her land. What they're doing is they're circumventing the Border Patrol checkpoints. You see, some of these people are gang members. They don't want to get caught by the Border Patrol because the Border Patrol knows they're gang members. She says, I have a set of dogs that are a deterrent, and they tend to put some of these people into trees. People climb trees Get away from the dogs. She says, I've had even this MS-13. You ever hear about that? That MS-13, it's called Mara something something. This is a big gang in Mexico. Actually, I think it's in Central America. It doesn't really matter where it's from. They shouldn't be in the United States, but they are. This MS-13, I think it is Guatemala. It's Central America, or it could be Mexico. It doesn't matter. Well, they're a very ruthless gang. They like to kill people. Well, she's had them up in her trees. On one hand, I've had women and children, young people in distress. Now, on the other hand, I've had the criminal element of gang members. Young men that have had multiple deportations that don't want to get caught again. I've heard them tell the Border Patrol as they're loading them into the vehicle, oh, well, that's okay. Obama's going to let me go. And that's true. Obama will let you go. These people know. They're smart and they've been trained. They've been coaxed. Look at this. Check this out. Well, now they've got the First Lady of Honduras. She's going to go down there too. Why does she need to go down there? Here's what you do. Instead of coming to see all the damage, why don't you stay in Honduras and clean your own frickin' country up and keep your people from having to come up here? Why don't you do that there, Miss First Lady? I wouldn't let this broad into the United States. I wouldn't let her in. But that's me. She doesn't deserve to be here. Clean up your country. Stop sending your people up here. And if they want to come up here, we welcome them, as long as they do it correctly. And we will welcome them. And they're going to have to learn the language. They're also going to have to understand the fact that we're not going to change our way of life for them. We're Americans. We're not asking anybody to change their way of life for us. We're asking simply just to let us be who we are, not who you want us to be, but who we are. Well, we can't get that. That's racist. Cheat sheets now. They're finding littered all over the place. U.S. law enforcement officials have been finding cheat sheets along the border used by illegal immigrants to try to stay in the United States and not get deported after they have been caught. Well, Department of Homeland Security, which don't get me started on them, say, well, this is proof that they are told what to say. They're finding notes, handwritten, and it's typed out. Here's what, I mean, it's amazing. They've got all of these answers of what to say when the Border Patrol catches them. Who do you live with? And the answer would say, my aunt, but she's crossed the border. Well, where does your father live? And the correct answer, I don't know him or even his name. Isn't that convenient? I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. They got all these questions on there of what to say, how to say it. Why did you abandon your country? Because of poverty and misery. They want you to tell them you're in fear of your government and afraid to live in your country. You're afraid of extortion from MS-13. You're told to say that somebody told you if you brought a minor child into the United States, you can stay. Where do you think they got that from? Did they get that from their country? No, they got it from us. We're telling these people this stuff. Mr. President, again, this is just yet another more grounds for impeachment. This is not providing the common defense. This is not promoting the general welfare, not only for our country, but for every one of these people coming over here. Where's our defense? Where's our common defense? We've got an open border. We've got gang members. We've got Al-Qaeda. We've got God knows who's crossing our border. I'm sorry, but I live in fear, man. I mean, it's only a matter of time before these people hit us again. And what does our president do? He makes it easier for people to hit us again. He's opened the door. Look what he did in Benghazi. He got rid of all the security. No problem. Come on in, boys. Don't worry. I'm going to go up and eat and then get on the phone with Netanyahu. So don't worry about it. I'm not going to send anybody here. We're not going to kill you. We're not going to send any troops. We're not going to send any planes. We're going to let you boys do what you boys do best. Oh, by the way, here's a whole bunch of weapons for you. Knock yourselves out, boys. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here, see what kind of booty we can plunder tonight. Well, continuing with the immigration, the Libs now are blocking a GOP bill to verify the status and block tax credits to illegal immigrants. So here we are, the GOP wants to make sure that these people can actually verify their status, are they a citizen or not, to work in the country, and to block them from getting tax credits. And the liberals got rid of it. They don't want that. See, if they do that, then they might upset the immigrant, and then the immigrant won't vote for a Democrat. That's the goal. Don't you Republicans know this? Come on. Well, now we got my good buddy, Louie Gohmert. He's from Texas. You know who he is. He's a congressman. He's my new good buddy. Him and Mr. Bill Flores introduced legislation, now I love this, that will offer $1 million reward for any individual who can recover former IRS Director Lois Lerner's lost emails. This is a good story. I like this. It might work. Whether they'll get the bill passed or not. But if it did pass, I guarantee you, those emails would show up like that. Boom. We know where they are. They're there. Hopefully we will, but if not, we don't really need them. I think it's proof enough that there's been a whole lot of obstruction of justice trying to cover up their crimes. I think it's pretty evident. And again, with IRS, this is grounds for impeachment. Nixon. I remember when I was a kid, I'd come home from school, and they used to have Watergate on PBS. And I'd come home from school, and I would watch it. I was very interested in it. My mom thought I was a whack job. She said, "You're a little kid. What the hell are you watching this crap for?" I don't know. But it was very interesting to me. Well, Nixon asked IRS to target liberal groups. IRS said, "Screw yourself." Well, he was impeachment hearings for just asking. This man not only asked, but got it done. And they're still doing it today. Can he get an impeachment hearing? No, he's got to be reelected. We can't do that to him. He's black. That would make us racist. I don't care what color he is. And by the way, he's half white. So, not interested. The man's a criminal. He's a deserter. He's a criminal. He's a tyrant. He needs to be impeached. American people should not have to pay for him for the rest of his life. No excuse for that at all. You do not get a ride out of Washington, D.C. on Marine One. You take the bus and get the hell out. McDaniel supporters barred from reviewing voter rolls in 9 Mississippi counties. You know about that election. Well, they had all the Democrats vote for this Cochran. Well, it turns out that it was more Republicans voted for McDaniel than voted for Cochran. So really, Mr. Cochran, did you really win your primary when you had Democrats vote for you? Did you really win? Do you think those Democrats are going to vote for you again in the general election? No. I hope every single one of those Republicans don't write this man in. Why can't you do that? That's what you should do, Mr. McDaniel. Go in as a write-in candidate, and people write his name in. We've done it before. We can do it again. Now you got Obama mocking climate skeptics. At some another dinner, he's got to go to these dinners, these fundraisers, and lecture us for us who have taken the time to actually study the science, the real science, and know that this man-made global warming is, well, man-made. Man-made global warming is man-made. It's politician-made. Oh, look at this. Speaking of more on the border here, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but they had a Mexican military chopper fly over. Now this, I'm sorry, I don't buy this as an excuse. They fly over the border and they shoot at our border agents. I guess they fired a couple of shots and they turned around and they went back. Well, then they called. They called the United States to apologize. No. Don't give me this crap that you didn't know that you flew into our airspace. That's number one. You knew what you were doing. They said, well, we were looking for gang members. And what are you doing? If you're looking for gang members, why are you firing at the Border Patrol? You can't tell the difference between our Border Patrol and a gang member? And if you can't tell the difference between Border Patrol and a gang member, what the hell are you doing flying that frickin' helicopter? What are you doing with that gun in your hand? What's the matter with you? I don't buy that as an excuse. A real commander-in-chief, first of all, this Mr. Tamarisi, you give Mexico 24 hours. Here's what you do. You're going to fly your helicopters into our airspace and fire at our border control, our border patrol. You have 24 hours to release Mr. Tamarisi or we're going to invade Mexico. We're going to bomb the living hell out of you. And we're going to keep bombing. And you ever fly into our airspace again, we're going to shoot that chopper down. You understand? And keep your goddamn people in your own country. Stop bringing them over here. We don't want any more of them. We want the real Mexicans coming over here for the real reasons. We don't want your gang members coming over into America to become Americans. Not to become Al-Qaeda's, not to become this, not to become that, but Americans. Mr. Obama, you got to start respecting this country, respecting our laws, respecting our people, respecting our way of life. Can you do that for us? Huh? Unbelievable. Unfriggin' believable. I don't buy that as an excuse. Well, we're sorry. No, you're not sorry. Border Patrol should have shot it down. Scaring the living hell out of us. It happened at, 6 a.m. And they shoot at us. But see, the Border Patrol, they're not allowed to shoot back. It's racist, I guess. I don't know. Everything else is racist in this country. You don't believe in global warming? It's got to be racist. Because Obama's black, and he believes in global warming. So if he believes in it and you don't, you've got to be a racist. There's no. What else could it be? What else could it be besides racism? Well, common sense, intelligence, stuff like that. That's what I'd say. But, I mean, that's me. I'm a whack job. Freaking crazy person. Well, this Chris McDaniel, his campaign identified multiple Mississippi counties in which enough improper ballots were cast that a legal challenge to the outcome of the election is warranted. Of course it is. But will you get it? No, probably not. Why? Well, see, you're a Republican. See, now, if a Democrat loses an election, they keep getting recount after recount after recount after recount until they finally get enough votes where they win. And as soon as they get enough votes where they win, then they stop all the recounts. Imagine that. Wouldn't that be cool if you could do that in sports, your favorite team? All they got to keep doing is playing another quarter and another quarter and another quarter and another quarter or another inning until your team wins. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, it don't work that way. You have to go out and actually play the game in the time that you have. After that, if you lose, you lose. If you win, you win. You can't keep playing the game until you win and then stop the game so the other man doesn't have an opportunity to maybe win and find out that you cheated to win. Well, this comes after 25,000 to 35,000 Democrats voted to help push this Thad Cochran to victory. And he won by 6,880 votes.
Wow.
Well, the McDaniel campaign, so if you look at that, if he only won by 6,800 votes, and they had anywhere from 25 to 35,000 Democrats, no, he didn't win that primary at all. Mr. Cochran, you do not have the Republican support. I'm sorry, you don't have the Republican support. And if you think those same 25,000, 35,000 Democrats are going to vote for you again in the general election, you need to think that one all the way through. You're an idiot. So, Mr. McDaniel, I think what you ought to do, yeah, continue to fight. But if you don't win, which I'm pretty sure you won't, then go in as a write-in candidate. You can do that. You hand out your name. You write your name down there, and you tell everybody. You put it on a business card. And you say, you bring this into the voting booth, and you copy my name, letter by letter, exactly how it is right here, and you write me in. And I'll be your representative. Guarantee you, I think you win, Mr. McDaniel. I think you win. Well, they have already found 1,000 examples, at least, in just in one county, of Democrats who voted in the June 3rd primary as Democrats, and then they crossed over into the Republican primary this week, which you're not supposed to do that. Those votes are illegal, and they shouldn't be counted. But you see, it is legal, because that vote is helping the Democrats. So as long as it helps the Democrats, then it's legal. But if it helps the Republicans, well, it's racist, it's hateful, it's homophobic, it's misogynist, it's horrible. It's a hate vote. Lindsey Crout, a volunteer working in Mississippi, was barred. Of course she's barred. Barred from reviewing voter rolls in Lafayette County, Mississippi. Lindsay said when she went to the Lafayette County Courthouse this morning, she was forced to wait for over an hour, of course. They're not going to help you right away. Then the county clerk obviously went and asked her supervisor, what kind of spin can I give this woman? The county clerk told her that the Secretary of State's office said that the county had to redact the Social Security number and addresses from the voter rolls. Well, why do you think they did that? Well, that's so you can't prove who was who and who was what, who cheated and who didn't. Again, obstruction of justice. But it benefits the Democrats, so it's not obstruction of justice. It is justice. As long as a Democrat wins, it's justice, period. The clerk said it will take until Wednesday to redact the information, and the country will charge McDaniel supporters for the extra work. Wow. Mississippi law states that the clerk must allow public viewing of election documentation. Section 8 of the Voter Registration Act requires clerk to allow public viewing of the documentation from the election, including who voted. But are they? No. Look, it's going to prove voter fraud. They can't have that. It's going to bring bad press, and it's going to go against the president. We can't have the king look bad. We can't have a Democrat look bad. So we'll just destroy the evidence. The old my computer crashed. It used to be my dog ate my homework. Now it's my computer crashed. So I guess school kids can do that now. I'm sorry, teacher, I don't have my report. My computer crashed. McDaniel supporters are facing the same pushback, not only in Lafayette County, Stone County, Marshall County, Quitman County, Cahoma County, Forest County, Smith County, Lowndes County, and Lauderdale County. Nine counties. Nine counties. That's a lot of voter fraud. Those are the only ones that they know of. Just what they know of. Could there be more? I'm pretty sure there is. Pretty sure there is. Pretty sure it's probably every single county in Mississippi. Do we have anybody that likes to follow laws, rules, regulations, and stuff that we have set forth for, well, valid reasons? We got anybody that likes to follow this Constitution? Do we have any more of those people? I mean, it's almost like anarchy. I mean, the president, he's doing whatever he wants. Democrats are doing whatever they want. Illegal immigrants are doing whatever they want. The Democrats are doing whatever they want, but the Tea Party and the Republicans, well, they're not allowed to do anything. I mean, what the hell's going on? Well, I don't know if I want to talk about this stupid climate dinner. I'm just sick of this guy. I'm sick of this climate change. First of all, I'm not going to go into any more of this climate change. Look, I did meteorology in the Navy. I was a navigator. Not only that, I paid attention when I was in college. I also paid attention when I was in high school. I'm also a smart guy where I can do research on my own. I can read a book and I can learn. I can ask people who know what the hell they're talking about. I can learn from them. I also have a little bit of common sense, so I can deduce what is real and what is not. Maybe that's a gift. Maybe that's an ability that I've been working at my whole life. I don't know. I just know I got it. And if you take time just to understand the history of the planet, just the history of the planet alone will give you enough science to know that this man-made global warming crap is only designed, well, to ridicule the right. Because they know that the right is going to go against it because it doesn't make any sense. And it's stupid, and it's not real. It's all part of Agenda 21. That's exactly what this is. Now, here's another thing. Here they bitch, piss, and moan about all this pollution, right? They got all this pollution. And they're trying to eliminate pollution. So they're getting rid of all the coal plants. They're getting rid of this. They're getting rid of that. Getting rid of everything that creates smoke. Even though most of the smoke is coming out of these liberals. But they want to get rid of all the pollution. So here's what they do. Now, first of all, we all know that pollution, if it wasn't for pollution, we wouldn't have life. Okay, pollution does block the sun's rays. Otherwise, yeah, we would burn up. So that's why the planet produces pollution. And the planet produces a hell of a lot more pollution than human beings could ever possibly think of polluting or creating. There's reasons why the planet produces pollution. Well, it sustains life. If there was no pollution, there wouldn't be life. Well, evidently, all of the pollution that we have been taking out of off the planet, well, they think is creating, well, more heat. So now these people who want to get rid of pollution are sending sulfuric acid into the atmosphere to create pollution to stop the sun's rays from getting warming the planet. Well, why would you have to do that? Why do we need acid rain? Why don't we just create some more pollution down on Earth? We'll stop the global warming. It doesn't make any sense. You see how contradicted that is? They want to get rid of the pollution. But if you get rid of the pollution, well, then the planet gets hotter. So they got to create more pollution so the planet doesn't get hotter. But you're not allowed to produce any pollution. I mean, none of it makes any sense. Again, liberalism is arbitrary and baseless. Whatever they can do to disrupt and distract and ridicule, humiliate, intimidate, that's what they're going to do. I'm telling you, liberals, one day you people are going to have your comeuppance. You can only push people so far and so long, and eventually they're going to rise up and start pushing back. That's the only way to handle a bully, is you got to rise up and you got to punch the son of a bitch in the nose. Well, liberals, keep it up. We're going to rise up and we're going to punch you in the nose. And I'm speaking figuratively. It's going to happen. Hopefully sooner than later, because I'm out of patience. I can't wait any longer. I want this over with. I want a responsible public. I want a responsible law enforcement. And I want a responsible government. I personally don't think I'm asking for too much. Responsibility is not something that that I would consider asking too much. Responsibility is something that, well, should just be automatic, right? I mean, the whole time when you were a kid, didn't your parents teach you to be responsible? You used to get that in school. I don't know what you get in school now. But that's all this is. This is all about simple responsibility. If we just use a little responsibility, a little common sense, and if these politicians, when they get something across their desk, the first and the only question that they should be asking themselves on this piece of legislation that just landed on their desk, here's the question that they ask. How does this benefit the American people? How does this benefit the country? If it doesn't, they vote no. If it does, well, then they continue and discuss it. Well, how does it benefit the American people? What are they getting out of it? What's the point? What's the gain? What's the prize? How are the American people going to benefit from this piece of legislation? And if the American people aren't going to benefit, it needs to be voted no. Do they do that? No. Here's what they do. They get a piece of legislation. They sit there and they read it, and they read it to a fine-tooth comb, boy. Now, how does this benefit me? How can I win another election? Well, we got something over here. We're going to have to take that out because I'm not going to be able to win another election with that in there. And I'm not going to be able to make any more money with this one over here, so we'll get rid of that. We get rid of those two things, and yeah, I'll vote yeah on it. It's not about the American people. It's about them. So we need to get people out of office that think that way. We need to do a much better job in that voting booth. I'm sorry, but the problems that we have in this country, we created it. We created it by allowing these people to get into office and then continue to stay in office and vote for more and more and more and more of it. Well, I don't have any more patience for it. I want it out. And what else did he say? He's got some quotes here that he said at this stupid fundraiser. What was he at? I was going to go Wednesday night. There was 800 to 900 people, environmentalists. They're environmentalists. And what is an environmentalist? Seriously, what the hell is an environmentalist? Anybody who has respect for the environment? Well, I do. I don't know anybody who doesn't. Well, that makes you an environmentalist. I mean, what do they want? Oh, that's right. Scientists that believe in global warming so they can get paid. And that's how they get paid. These scientists create these. This is how they get paid. But you pay for them. They're taking your money, your tax dollars, so they can create a computer model that shows that man is creating global warming. Even though, I mean, the numbers, more and more and more and more every day that are showing that the planet is not heating up. Now, since I know for a fact, since I moved in New York in 1996, in May of 1996, May 10th, I pulled into town. Long Island. It was so friggin' hot. It was miserable. I thought, oh my God, I'm back over in the Philippines here. This is ridiculous. Well, here it is. Right now. We're damn near in July. Yeah, it was kind of a nice day, but I mean, I really wouldn't call it hot. I'm sorry, it's just not getting warmer. And if it is, it's all part of nature. We don't have any control over it. The goddamn weather is all created by what's up in the cosmos. We don't have a perfect orbit. We don't have a perfect axis, and both of which can and do and will not only directly affect the weather, but the climate. People don't understand that not only does the weather have its seasons, but so does the climate. And we don't have any control over that. Gravitational pulls from other planets, we don't have any control over that. We got a big, huge earthquake. A volcano erupt. Yeah, it does affect our tilt. Tilt will affect the weather. We don't have a perfect orbit. It wobbles. It's cyclical. We don't have any control over it. Let it go. Worry about the things that you can control. Don't worry about the things that you can't control. You're just going to get out of control. He said Republicans in Congress are out of touch with the American public. Really? Republicans in Congress are out of touch with the American public. Huh. So how come the American public, we've got what, 80% of the American public now is fed up with you? You're going to tell me that the Republicans are out of touch? You're out of touch. Not only are you out of touch with the American people, you're out of touch with friggin' reality. Don't lecture me, Mr. Obama. I'm tired of your goddamn lectures. Who the hell are you to lecture anybody anyway? Instead of going and making a speech, instead of going on the golf course, why don't you go in the Oval Office? You know where it is? I know we've had a couple of pictures of you with your feet on the desk. You need to go in there and act like a president. Start doing some stuff, presidential stuff, like maybe fire your attorney general for Fast and Furious. Fire some people from IRS. Fire a whole bunch of people from Benghazi. Of course, you'd have to fire yourself for all of these. If you resigned, that would be admirable. Not what I would want, because I think you need to be impeached. You should not be allowed. Under any circumstances, should the American people have to pay for you for the rest of your life with a pension and security? You don't deserve either. I'm sorry, you don't. There's no excuse why this president deserves a pension for the rest of his life. You want a pension, you got to earn it. You haven't earned it. You've earned nothing but impeachment, period. Well, actually, I take that back. You've also earned the right to go to jail for a long time. You deserted your post in Benghazi. You deserted your post. You're the commander-in-chief. You deserted your post during an act of war, an actual battle. It's no different than a buck private out there during the battle says, this is too hot for me, I'm going to run. And he runs away, and he hides. We used to shoot privates for that. Now we reelect them. Unbelievable. Unfrickin' believable. You deserted your post, you are a deserter. You should go to jail for that, but I'll take impeachment. You're a deserter. You are no less of a deserter than Private Bergdahl. Actually, the both of you need to be in the same cell. That would be my, that would be on my wish list. That's what I'm, that's what I'm asking for Santa, from Santa Claus this year. That's what I want in my stocking. I want to see that Obama has been impeached. Eric Holder has been impeached. Hillary Hitman Clinton is in jail. Nancy Pelosi is on the frickin' moon. Get her the hell out of here. I don't even want her on Earth anymore. Send her up to the moon. Folks will tell you that climate change is a hoax or a fad or a plot, a liberal plot. Yeah, it is. It is a hoax. It is a fad because it's popular, especially around college. It is a plot. It is a liberal plot. It's an Agenda 21 plot. So, yeah, they're right, Mr. Obama. And he has the audacity to blame Republicans for being ignorant. Ignorant. Okay, we go out and we study the science, and we use common sense, we use logic, we use facts, we use evidence, and that makes us ignorant. So here they believe in something that they've just created just so they can demonize their political foes. And they're going to sit here and lecture us on that we're ignorant? You're devious. You have no idea what you're talking about. Why should we believe you? What have you ever said or done that is worthy of believing? When has this man ever told the truth? Well, he did once. 5 days away from fundamentally transforming this country, and he was not BSing on that one. Well, we need to fundamentally transform it back. I want to go back to being free. I want to go back to following the Constitution. I want to go back where the country actually had respect for the country. Remember when we had real pride and nobody ever once? I never once, up until, after 9/11, it just seemed like things went weird. I guess maybe it's been around, I just didn't notice it, but I don't ever remember anybody ever being told that they couldn't hang their American flag. And then after 9/11, we're attacked, and they want to have people say you can't hang your American flag? I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. It's the American flag. There's nothing wrong with having pride in your country. Goddamn Liechtenstein has pride in their country. Russia, they got pride, even North Korea. And why wouldn't they? It's their country. You don't have to like their country, but they do. That's why they live there. There's nothing wrong with country having pride in your country. Nothing wrong with appreciating and respecting who you are, who your country is. There's nothing wrong with demanding freedom. If you don't demand it, you're never going to get it. Well, I demand it, and I will not accept anything other than freedom. And if I got to be the only one to fight against the entire planet, all right, I'm ready to take that battle on right now. Win, lose, or draw. If you're going to get me, you're going to get me going down. I'm going to be going down fighting. I'm going to take some of you bastards with me. I can guarantee you that. He says, I'm not a doctor either, but if a bunch of doctors tell me that tobacco can cause lung cancer, then I'll say, okay, it's not that hard. You idiot, this has nothing to do with lung cancer. Your scientists are getting paid by the American taxpayer. You're giving them a grant so they can come out there and make a computer model. Well, a computer model is only based on what is the model is programmed to spit out. I can make a computer program. I can make it look like anything. This will make it legitimate. Just because it's in a computer program, just because you take out your magic pen and you write it down on a piece of paper doesn't mean that it's legitimate. Just because you say it is doesn't mean that it is. You're going to write it down on a piece of paper. You're going to tell me what it is. Okay, show me. I want to see it. Show me the proof. Don't tell me the proof. Show me the proof. Even if a doctor told me that tobacco can cause lung cancer, okay, show me the proof of it. I'm just one of those kind of guys. I know I've repeated this millions of times, but I'm the kind of guy that if you tell me the sky is blue, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to check. If that sky is any other color than blue, I will come back to you and demand an explanation. Why did you tell me that sky was blue? That's me. I'm not asking you to be me. I'm just telling you who I am. I'm not gullible. Never have been. I'm not really pessimistic. I'm just realistic. If it doesn't make sense, then it doesn't make sense. And none of this stuff makes any sense. And stop lecturing us, Mr. Obama, and waving your little finger there and telling me that I'm this and I'm that. Because you're this and you're that. And if we had a decent Congress, you'd be out. Get into this here now. This Texas congressman, this is my new buddy, my new BFF, Louie Gohmert. I like this guy. He should be Speaker of the House. Louie Gohmert and Bill Flores introduce a legislation that wants to offer $1 million for the reward of any individual who can recover the former IRS Director Lois Lerner's lost emails. And an additional $500,000. You could make $1.5 million. An additional $500,000 would be given in exchange for information regarding the destruction of the emails. You know, Democrats are going to do whatever they can to make sure this bill don't pass. But you know what they ought to do? There's a lot of rich Republicans. Well, actually, there's more rich Democrats than Republicans in Congress. But that's a different, that's a side note. But I think the Republicans in Congress ought to get together, put their money together, and come up with $1 million. Come up with that $500,000 and have that money on their own. Forget about going to Congress. Screw it. Because you know the Democrats in the Senate, you know the president isn't going to sign it. So here's what you do. You get together, you come up, and you can find $1.5 million. And there's at least a few of them in Congress that can they can write a check for $1.5 million and not even know it's gone. You could probably get a whole lot more money. You Republicans, you get together, and you say, here's the money. Right here it is. Whoever can show proof will give it to you. You have the right to do that. You can give somebody money. You can do that. That wouldn't be against the law, and the president wouldn't be able to veto it. Democrats wouldn't be able to vote against it. They wouldn't have a choice. If you can show proof of where these emails are, you get $1 million. If you can show proof that these emails were destroyed and by whom, you get an additional $500,000. They could do that. That's what I think they ought to do. That's what they should do. Identify and Recovery or Recover Sent Emails Act. I mean, what a stupid, come on. H.R. 4958, the names of these stupid bills. I understand you got to give them a name, I understand. I'm just making fun of them just because I'm a cantankerous son of a bitch tonight. I'm pissed off at the world and everybody in it. So I don't mean to be hacking on the stupid name of this stupid act. We shouldn't have to have stupid acts like this. And there's no excuse whatsoever why you need to have a waving an American flag act. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. It's American flag. You should be able to wave that American flag any damn place you want. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense to me. What other country would do something like that? A block somebody from waving an American flag? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. I don't get it. I don't know how you can get to that level. How the hell anybody can lower themselves down to that level is absolutely, my brain just cannot process that. Just can't, I can't do it. I hope to God I never can. But the Identify and Recover Sent Emails Act, H.R. 4958, if passed, big if, would cut the salaries of IRS employees by 20% until the emails are recovered. The only problem is this, you might get some Democrats, but you're never going to get the president to sign on to it. That's the problem. But I do like this act. I do like at least it's nice to see every once in a while a politician actually standing up for the American people and doing what's right. It is nice to see that. I do like to see that every once in a while. We need more of it. Not only do I report the bad on this show, but I do have to report the good from time to time. Can't report the bad all the time. This is good, but the problem is it might be a waste of time. But at least we know that we've got at least somebody in Congress on the right side. So that is good news. And Mr. Gummer, you're my new BFF. You're my buddy. You're my mate. And good for you. You got all my support, sir. You need anything from me, you let me know, all right? Whatever I can do, I will do. Probably won't be able to do very much because I'm not in Congress. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not of this. I'm not of that. But if you need a civilian to do anything, I'll make copies for you if you want me to. Whatever you need me to do, I'll do. I will volunteer my time for you. As long as it's going to have results, and as long as we win, and we root out this tyranny in this government, and in our law enforcement, and in our citizen. I'm sorry, but the tyrants that we have in our public is absolutely pathetic. I sound like a broken record. This is all trickle-down tyranny. Starts at the top, and it trickles all the way down. And that's what they want. Well, Mr. Flores said, a Tea Party group in my district was the first one, the very first group to be targeted. And then one of my donors appeared to be targeted. They went after the donors, a campaign donor. Well, how come he didn't go after, what the hell's his name now? Just had a brain fart. Soros, George Soros, how come he didn't go after him? Oh, that's right, he's a Democrat. You can't do that, that's right. Well, see, it's from getting late at night, so sometimes the brain just, gets a little slow. I forgot he's a Democrat. Why would I even bring that up? I'm an idiot. They're all frustrated with the IRS. Everybody's frustrated with the IRS, which never should have been invented in the first place. And if you are going to have an IRS, okay, I understand. Okay, just get some bean counters in there and stop with this tax that they have. It's no other country has a tax system like our IRS. No other country. Well, why do you think they do that? For corruption. So this way, only the top dogs, they can make out like bandits. And the little guys, well, they're going to have to be bent over and screwed. Which is another thing in this country. We've got to put an end to this. Look, guys, if we're not going to demand freedom, we're not going to get it. We got to weed these people out, and we're the only ones that can do it. And there's only one way to do it. It's called the vote. But before we can vote on the right person, we got to put the right person in there. And if that right person is you, well, then you need to step up. No more bringing people in just to bring people in. No, you get a serious candidate. And we got to vet these people. We got to weed out the so-called, rhinos or this or that. No, we got to weed these people out. They got Democrats that will act like they're a conservative just so they can get in there and vote for the Democrats. So they do it. These people have no pride. They don't care about themselves. And you know what? I don't respect people that don't have any pride, because if you don't have any pride in yourself, how can you have any pride in anybody else? You do need a little pride. Pride is not a bad thing. I'm sorry, but I don't like it when people get themselves, oh, you got pride. Ah, you're bad. No, that's not. That's good. You got to be proud of yourself. How can anybody else be proud of you if you're not proud of you? If you don't like you, nobody else is going to like you. There's nothing wrong with being proud of yourself. Nothing wrong with that at all. There's nothing wrong with being proud of your country. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But we need some more pride in this country. We need to be proud of who we are and not afraid to stand up and be who we are. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. I disagree with that 100%. Instead of sitting idly by, Mr. Flores has decided that something must be done. Well, something must have been done a long time ago. Why does it take you people so freaking long to get off your ass and do something? I don't know. But this is a mess that's been going on for a long time. First of all, Lois Lerner, we should have had a whole bunch of other hearings and this and that. She should have been impeached, in which Congress did have the right at the time. But now she's resigned and collecting her nice, fat little pension, which that should be removed. And this woman needs to go to jail. And if you want to give her immunity, here's how you give her immunity. First thing, Ms. Lerner, okay, we'll keep you from going to jail, but you're going to lose your pension. You're going to lose your health care. You're going to lose it. You're not going to get it. All right, you can either take that or you can go to jail. But in order to get immunity to keep you out of jail, you must give up the names, the top dogs. And we already know who they are. President Obama, Attorney General Eric Holder. We know who they are. And you're going to have to give them up. You're going to have to show proof of it. You're also going to have to give up yourself. You're going to have to give up your assistants. You're going to have to give up all the people that were involved in it. And if you don't want to do it, well, looks like you're going to jail. And you're going to be there a long time. That's what I would do. But again, that's me. I'm the freak. I'm the crazy person. I like common sense. I like justice. I know. He said that he came up with a carrot stick approach. Never heard that before, but I guess this is it. I know what he means by it, but hold out the carrot and the rabble come and get it. I get it. That gives the IRS negative reinforcement if the emails are not resurfaced. Positive reinforcement if pertinent information is brought to light. The congressman added that he finds it very hard to believe that Lerner's emails are completely lost and unrecoverable. I do too. I don't buy this one second. And if they are unrecoverable, okay, that was deliberate. That was a deliberate act. It doesn't just happen. Computers will crash, but they're not going to crash on just the people that are a part of an investigation. Because computer crashes, well, they can't determine who's a Democrat and who's a Republican. They don't know that. So it was deliberate. And if they aren't retrievable, I'm sorry, that's obstruction of justice. Ms. Lerner, you're going to have to go to jail. Although Mr. Gomer and Mr. Flores have only just started their marketing their bill, there is little doubt that it will receive considerable support. Well, yeah, it will in the House. What you going to get in the Senate? Not very much. He says he'll even think he's going to get Democrat support. Well, yeah, they're going to get some. Because, see, there's a lot of Democrats that live in what they call these blue dog Democrats. Whatever. But a lot of Democrats in a lot of these red states, well, they're in trouble. And they're losing in the polls. They're going to lose in the election. So if these Democrats, they want to get reelected, they'll vote for something like this. And they'll turn on the president just so they can get reelected. I mean, this is how creepy these people are. I mean, they'll turn on their own mother. They'll eat their own damn mother's head off. That's how creepy these people are. They don't care about anybody or anything other than their fat, stupid selves. I'm sick of that mentality in this government, in this country. Well, Mr. Gomer repeatedly said of his proposed legislation, it seems that each time the IRS has evidence that will either prove with certainty its guilt or innocence, the evidence disappears. Common sense and the law indicate The evidence, such as emails, must have proved the IRS's impropriety, if not outright crimes. Yes, those were crimes. You tried to impeach Richard Nixon for just asking the IRS. Just asking. They didn't do it. They said, no, 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 we're not going to do that. That's wrong. That's not what the IRS is for. You're overreaching your bounds, Mr. Nixon. You can't do that. Well, they brought him up for impeachment with that. This president not only asked, you know damn good and well, that they're all together. Come on. Don't tell me that the president didn't know. Valerie Goebbels was very instrumental in this. She's been very instrumental probably with Fast and Furious. We already know what she did with Benghazi. She's the one who started that spin. She's the one who got the idea, huh? Well, we'll just call up YouTube and we'll blame it on a video. Well, no, I blame what happened on Benghazi with this administration. Starting with the president, secretary of state, the whole smash. All of them. What she did, Mr. President, I'm sorry. I hate to say this. I really do. I don't like having to say this. I don't even like to talk about impeachment. It bothers me. But you are a deserter. You're the commander-in-chief. You deserted your post in an act of war, a battle, an actual battle. We were under attack. We were being attacked, Mr. Obama, and you deserted your post to go up and stuff your fat frickin' face. You never once made it to the Situation Room, which is your job. That's your job. Not that punk-ass dude who was what? He looks like Howdy Doody, this guy. He's what, 14? I mean, what the hell is this little child doing in here? And you got Valerie Goebbels? No, no, no. These people aren't allowed in the Situation Room. And if they are, they sit in the goddamn corner and shut up. They don't speak unless they're spoken to. You're the president. Planes in the air. You put troops on the ground. You do whatever you got to do. And then, if you get there too late and the fighting's over and they all left, well, you pick up the pieces. You secure the area. You make sure that it doesn't get attacked again. And then you go out and you find the men that did it. And we know, did it. And now they want to, you know, try to please the masses because he's losing in his polls. He goes out and gets some guy that everybody's been talking to. Fox News, Washington Times, New York Times, CNN. And he wasn't the ringleader. They're trying to tell you he's a ringleader. Who the real ringleader was, I don't know. But they go out and they get this small potato guy. For what? That's going to make me feel better, Mr. Obama, that you went out and just got somebody that was been white out in the open ever since they attacked the embassy? You've known where he was. All you had to do was walk in and get him, and that's exactly what you did. What took you so long? Why did it take you 2 years to do that? Well, I guess you were up in the polls, and you didn't need any more public support. You had enough. I have no idea what your plans are, what your intent is, other than to destroy this country. And I don't like it. And I want you out. And I want to thank everybody listening here tonight. Everybody who's going to download later. I want everybody to have a very happy and safe weekend. We'll see you back here Monday morning or Monday night. Good God. Well, it's been a long time since I've done a morning show, and I'm still stuck on it. So we'll see you Monday night, 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.